podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Welcome to Friday.
Yes, it's a very special Friday because it is Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Some people might say it's Galentine's Day. Before Valentine's
Day. That's right, sure is, yeah.
But it's also National Cheddar Day. And so that's got us feeling a little bit cheesy.
It has, in lots of different ways too. And we sort of thought we might ask for a little bit of cheese from you this morning too.
Yeah.
But you know us, we will never ask for something for you without giving something of ourselves as well.
Yeah.
So here's a gift for you. Pre-Valentine's Day and also International Cheese Day.
That's why we're cheesy. Cheesy on Friday morning.
Happy Cheesy Friday. We are providing all morning Tom and Log's love cheese because it's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to spread the love. And what better thing to spread than cheese?
Oh my God, Tom, you are spot on.
They're basically the same thing.
They are. Let's start National Cheddar Day with cheddar. I've got a big block here.
Yep.
And if you want it, give us a call. Get a little bit cheesy on the radio.
Yeah, give us some cheese.
You can get cheesy about yourself. Maybe you want to say something nice about yourself. Maybe it's a loved one, a pet. Maybe you just want to say something nice about Tom and you will get. Now, I went looking. This is the cheese that is kept on the shelf rather than in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Used to be Kraft.
Yeah.
Now is Bega.
Yeah.
Cheddar.
That's good. It's proper.
It's your 500 gram bar. This is the good stuff, people. Let's get cheesy on a Friday.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Tom and Loggy's love cheese spreading all morning. Mm. And, you know, we just want to share it with you. And we'd love you to share some cheese with us. Anna from Armstrong Creek, good morning.
Ooh, good morning.
Happy International Cheddar Day and Valentine's Day Eve to you, lovely.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Things I love.
Yeah. Oh, are you feeling extra cheesy today? Well, I mean, first, congratulations because you've won the Bega Cheddar Block. No artificial flavours. Proudly Australian owned and made. 500 grams. Well done, Anna.
Yay! Thank you, love.
No worries. But thanks you so want to give us something cheesy for your efforts this morning.
Yes. So I want to say something about my husband and I'm sure people will be like, oh, that's so cheesy, and like my kids would.
We love it.
So here you go.
Yeah, so.
Go on.
So, Dave, I know you're not listening, but anyway, it's pretty much you. You're like a cheese slice in my toast. You melt my heart.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You know this bar 20 thing that's been going on for a couple of weeks now? Do we need to play the audio again?
No,
or
I think
is it
it's
kind of
okay.
Like everyone knows, right? So two guys out the front of bar 20 around 9:30 at night, King Street, Melbourne. They both got kicked out for being dicks inside, basically.
Yep.
And then person number one was trying to chat to security to be like, let us back in, let us back in. Person number two went to the restaurant next door, grabbed a wooden chair and threw it at security.
Yeah.
But sconed his mate instead.
That's right.
Security came out, pissed themselves laughing.
Yeah.
And then they got up and all was well. But the footage has gone viral worldwide.
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, who are these people?
Sure.
Right? Well, the mystery man behind the chair has apparently been identified.
So it's a funny thing, right, because it is Turdish behaviour, but it's gone so viral, it's the sort of thing where you'd think maybe they would come out and sort of claim it to ride the fame. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and be like maybe do some chair-related content.
Yeah. Just get a
or something like that, right?
A deal with Fantastic Furniture.
Yeah, right? Well, how funny is this? So Daily Mail are reporting that the man behind the chair throwing is a top executive with the renowned global furniture manufacturer.
Yes. amazing.
Is that like, have we all been scammed? Is this just a giant viral marketing thing?
Oh my God, can you imagine? It's all
AI.
Hey,
if you throw our chairs at someone's head, they won't break.
Yeah, that's... Oh.
Like, I don't know. So his name apparently, once again, according to the Daily Mail, I've not done this investigation myself. He's a 58-year-old sales director called Tony Rogers.
Tony.
Reportedly enjoying that night out with a German colleague.
Oh.
So, yes. So, apparently they were both out on the town. But I don't know. This guy recently arrived from Germany.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he does, but he is Tony's workmate. They're saying he might be a fellow sales director. And it specializes in school and office furniture. So maybe that's where the problem started, because this was restaurant furniture.
Yeah, right. So he's unfamiliar with the aerodynamics.
Yes. Used to throwing office chairs, not restaurant chairs. Yeah. Different wind speeds, you know.
Not enough
hit
wheels.
His mate in the head.
Yeah.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
We're moving into the weekend of love, but also sharing love for cheese because it's National Cheddar Day. Putting those two things together and you get Tom and Loggy's
Love Cheese.
Cheesy lover, just let us put it in your mouth and eat it. Who's your lover? Tell us and you get some cheese.
I hope people know that, like, the main point of this show is to make ourselves laugh. And if you laugh too, then brilliant. And if you don't, I'm so sorry, but this is just what we're going to keep doing, okay?
Do you know what? The world is grim enough. Let's put cheese all over it.
Yeah.
And nothing is better than some cheesy love dedications. Abby from Grovedale, you've called up. Now, to get this Cracker Barrel, the Vintage Cheddar Special Reserve Strength number 5, tell us something cheesy, girl.
Well, I have a joke.
Amazing.
So, why was the cheese happy and smiling?
Why was the cheese happy and smiling? Why?
Because it's good to be a good day.
It's good to be a good day?
Gouda
Brie,
gonna be.
Gouda Brie. Okay. Your line's not great, but your delivery was. So well done, mate.
Well done, mate. You've won.
Woo! I love Cracker Barrel.
Yes. See, this is just good vibes on a Friday, spreading the love in the cheesy variety. We've got someone else on the phone
as well. Ashley's in Mount Moriac. Morning, Ash.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
Look, my day is going well. I couldn't get out of my garage about 20 minutes ago in order to get to work.
But, oh, no.
I'm out of the garage now.
So you just drove straight through the door and just thought, stuff it. That's tonight's problem.
I got my lovely husband to help me pull it up and put it on manual instead of automatic because it's too heavy for me to lift up.
Okay.
Speaking of lovely husband...
I do have a cheese joke, though. I was just listening to Abby's joke then.
Yeah.
What's a cheese joke?
Go on.
All right. What type of cheese looks at itself in the mirror?
What type of cheese looks at itself in the mirror? Now go.
Hello me.
Yes. I love how this segment was all supposed to be about Valentine's Day and getting a little bit cheesy, but it's turned out to the joke hour, and I'm into that too. You've won yourself the Bega Cheddar 500-gram block, baby.
Awesome.
All right. Good on you, Ash.
That's fantastic.
All right. Your day is just getting better and better, mate. Enjoy Tom and Log's love cheese.
I will enjoy that cheese.
Okay. Congratulations. More cheese where that came from, guys. I mean, we're basically all cheese all morning, aren't we?
Really?
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Cheese, cheese, cheese. You taste all right. You You slice it, you shred it, you spread it. It feels so right.
It really does.
I've never felt righter.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's a special Friday too. It's Valentine's Day Eve. So there's love in the air.
There is. And there's also cheese in the air because it's National Cheddar Day.
So grab a umbrella, everybody. It's time for Tom and Loggy's Love Cheese.
Someone cut me up a double slice and taste it. You know me and cheddar got a history. There's a party with some yummy bocconcini. Everybody on the show getting cheesy.
That's right. All you got to do is call us up.
Everybody on the show getting cheesy.
Say something a little bit cheesy. You know, give us a cheesy joke.
Everybody
or...
Everybody on the show getting cheesy.
Maybe a cheesy love confession to win some cheese.
Yeah, we're just giving away cheese all morning. Casey's in Motowari. Morning, Case.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. What do you want to do, mate? Do you want to give a cheesy love declaration or you got a cheesy joke for us? What's the go?
My 10-year-old son, Angus, actually has a cheesy Valentine's Day joke for you. He's a real cheese lover.
Angus,
all
right. I am so ready for this, Angus.
Okay.
All right. All right, are you ready, Ang?
Yes.
All right, what's your joke, mate?
What did the suet say to the pancakes? What did the suet say to the pancakes?
I don't know. What did it say?
I'm sweet for you.
Well, Angus, just for that one, you get to choose. Do you want the halloumi, do you want the bocconcini, or do you want the extra tasty Great Ocean Road block?
Of cheddar.
Oh, what one do you recommend?
It's extra tasty. Extra
tasty.
No.
Extra tasty.
Extra tasty. It's all yours.
Good on you. All right, mate. Well done. We've also got Yanis from Trugger Niner. Good morning, Yanis.
Morning. How are you going?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Do you want to make a love cheese declaration?
Oh, love cheese, especially at night after dinner watching a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cut up some hot salami.
Yeah.
And cheese on a platter. Oh. And that's just nibbly, nibbly, nibbly away.
Yes. See, I love that you have given a cheesy love cheese dedication. Declaration to the cheese itself, Yanis. Amazing. Do you want bocconcini or do you want halloumi?
Oh, bocconcini.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I was eyeing off that bocconcini. I was going to put it on my pizza, but you can have it instead, Yanis. Congratulations. Thank you very much for getting involved. Happy Valentine's Day. I love the idea of Netflix and cheese. So good.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
We love cheese and we love you. And we want that to, you know, those worlds collide.
Yes. So say something cheesy, get free cheese. Kerry from Norlane is joining us. Morning, Kerry. Are you feeling cheesy today?
Good morning. Every day is cheesy.
Oh, beautiful, yes. Mate. Beautiful.
Is that the cheesy comment or have you got something else?
Oh, I got something else.
Go on.
Well, when I got married in Sparrow Park to a giant chicken. My husband wore a giant chicken suit. So we got married in Sparrow Park.
Oh, that is beautiful.
I don't know what's happening. Is this a...
It's cheesy.
It's beautiful and cheesy.
It's cheesy.
I love Sparrow Park too. So, I mean, whack that in there as well, mate. All right, Kerry.
Kerry,
we've got some cheese for you.
We do. Do you want the halloumi? Do you want the bocconcini? Would you like the Colby, the 30-pack, easy melt?
I'll have the Colby.
Colby. That's a good choice, my friend.
Colby for Kerry. That's what we got for you, mate. Happy V-Day. Happy National Cheddar Day. Paige is in Drysdale. Morning, Paige.
Good morning. How are we?
We're good, mate.
We're good.
Do you want to spread some love, Tom and Log, love cheese style this morning?
I do. So me and my partner travel to work. So when it comes to nighttime, we get on Facebook Messenger and we're on FaceTime and we go to sleep with the FaceTime running until the morning and then we say good morning and then hug on each other.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Wow.
And so cheesy. So
that is
it fits
with the theme. That is super cheesy.
Okay.
Let's all find love that is like that. Hey, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like squeaky cheese might be your thing, or maybe not. We've got halloumi or bocconcini. What would you like, Paige?
You're right, Spooky Cheese, halloumi all the way.
Oh, nice, beautiful. Nice. Keep the noise down this weekend.
All right, good on you, Paige. Let's wrap it up with Stacey from Lara. Morning, Stace.
Good morning.
What's your cheesy thing you'd like to say?
I have a joke.
Oh, yes. Okay, brilliant. Good. Hit it.
Why did the cheddar cheese decide to go to the gym?
Why did the cheddar cheese decide to go to the gym? Why?
To get shredded.
Ah! Tom loves it. It's relatable.
It's got protein and the whole lot. Good on ya. It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast. All right, so last night you and I had a date night.
Yes.
We went to the Book of Mormon. It was fabulous. Princess Theatre, you should all go and see it.
Absolutely. You'd seen it before. I had not seen it before. Yeah. I went in blind and hilarious. Yes. It's real because it's written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Yes.
And so it's
from
real.
From South Park.
Yeah, it's real South Park style comedy.
Yes. Geelong local in it as well.
Yeah, Chloe Davison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She was amazing.
It was great.
I was trying to wave to her, but we were up quite high. So yeah, I think she saw it. Also,
which was cool, though, but you and I never get to go out together.
We don't
right?
hang out outside of work.
So I said to you, you were like, I'm going to come in from Lara. And originally you said, I'll meet you in the city. And I'm like, you're a moron. Why don't you just pick me up? Because I'm going to be in Werribee.
I just misunderstood what you were trying to say.
Anyway, and so I thought in Werribee, I thought, look, there's this 7-Eleven right across the Maltby Bypass there, and you go over that to get into Werribee from the freeway. And I thought, it's a really busy part of Werribee. I will park off into a service lane, into the service lane in front of a house, and I'll park there so you can come off the freeway, turn left, go over the bridge, left again into the service lane, and then we just go around back on the freeway to the city.
Yeah.
Right?
Easy as.
Easy as.
Smooth is one word so you used to describe it.
So I said that to you when we were here. You said, yep, no worries. Then I sent you a message that said, get off the freeway, Werribee South, turn left, then turn left into the service lane. I'll meet you there. Cross the road from 7-Eleven, in brackets, our old mobile, right?
Yeah.
Then I sent you Google Maps.
You dropped a pin.
I dropped a pin and I sent you a Google Maps.
Yeah.
Then I drove to my car at the appropriate time. I get a text from you. Parked my car, waiting for you to come pick me up. You said, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where?
Yeah.
And you're like, where are you? Anyway,
I said, where are you?
Well, that's the subtext that I was reading in this
Well,
text.
That's on you.
And then you're like, I'm at 7-Eleven. And I'm like, what is it that you didn't hear?
So what I heard
me say, write, and also present in picture format with a map that would take you right to where I was.
Okay. So in all fairness, at some point, you did say, I'll just meet you at the 7-Eleven there. And so that's what I just, that was the bit I remembered. Meet you at 7-Eleven. That's sort of what I stuck with. I was driving when you was messaging me the stuff.
And you never, ever.
So I didn't bother reading. I just thought, oh, she's dropped the pin. Sweet. I hit the pin. Right, cool. And then I'm driving up. I stopped looking at GPS and I was like,
why would you?
Because there's 7-Elevens there. So like, I pulled into
7-Eleven. Why would you? Yeah. And then, so you call me like, I'm in 7-Eleven. You then had to cross two lanes of very heavy traffic,
yeah,
right?
It took a while.
This is right amongst it, 4:45, busy intersection of Werribee. You then, instead of going down the main road and doing a U-turn into the service lane, decided I'm just going to drive across the median strip, across the road, the median strip, and then boom, boom, my car, that's your car in the service lane. And I'm like, I was on the phone with you. I'm like, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, it looked flat.
It was flat. It was flat grass. It was just the bit between the road and the slip lane.
You almost took out two teenagers.
No, well, they shouldn't have been on e-bikes. They were on e-scooters, and we know how we feel about e-scooters.
I think it was a normal scooter.
No, anyway.
I think it was a normal scooter. Anyway, you're
what's
the worst.
What's the point of having an all-terrain vehicle if you can't go over?
You don't. You have a Hyundai.
It is an i30, isn't it? It's a little hatchback. It's a radio show in a podcast. And now
in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast. Now, music man, of course, is Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning. Now, cheesy stuff's my bag, baby.
It is. Yeah. And so you said, leave it with me. I've got an idea. All right. So you send us a script and we came up with this. Baby, where the hell's my Gouda? Won't you get me some Eden? Or maybe Brie? Oh, baby, baby.
Where the hell is my cheddar?
getting down with the feta. Woohoo, yeah.
What about halloumi, baby? Saganaki, baby? I love cheese. Which was amazing writing from you.
Yeah, really.
We
well
said,
done.
Thank you very much. That's all that's required from you today. But then you came back with the second part of that song.
That's right, because my favourite part of Ray, Where the Hell Is My Husband, and we were talking about whether we could do it, is the bit where she says, I would like a ring, I would like a ring, I would like a shiny ring.
Yeah. The Ratley-ish.
We gave that a bit of a go.
And we said, that's too hard. And Chris said, no, it's not.
Hold my cheese.
Yeah, hold my cheese. We've not heard this, so let's see. Let's all hear for the first time together how Chris went doing the little rat bit from Ray, Where Is My Husband, cheese edition.
I would like a cheese, I would like a cheese, I would like a wheel of cheese on my kitchen table, the whole damn dairy that I could chop around and pick and pick bits off it. And when the charcuterie arrives, God, I am all about it.
Well done.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.